From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Obama interrupted his Massachusetts vacation today to praise the late senior senator from Massachusetts. Edward Kennedy died last night. He was 77. The president said Kennedy was a singular figure in American history who touched millions of lives.
We've seen the courage with which he battled his illness. And while these months have no doubt been difficult for him, they've also let him hear from people in every corner of our nation and from around the world just how much he meant to all of us.
World leaders are indeed paying tribute to Senator Kennedy. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Britain gave Ted Kennedy an honorary knighthood earlier this year, and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said today that even facing illness and death, Senator Kennedy never stopped fighting for the causes which were his life's work. Brown's predecessor Tony Blair called Kennedy a true public servant, committed to the values of fairness, justice and opportunity. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's visiting Europe, called Senator Kennedy a great American patriot and a great champion of a better world. Irish Prime Minister Brian Cowan said throughout his long and distinguished career in politics, Ted Kennedy was always a great friend of Ireland and worked valiantly for the cause of peace. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
One of the leading figures in Iraqi politics has died of lung cancer. Abdal Aziz al-Hakim headed a Shiite Muslim political movement that propelled Iraq's majority Shiite community to power after the U.S. invasion and the fall of Saddam Hussein. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Baghdad.
Al-Hakim came from a family of clerics and political activists. He returned to Iraq in 2003, headed the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq after his brother was killed in a massive explosion. Hakim shaped Iraqi politics by appealing to sectarian identity, which brought election success, but alienated Iraq's Sunni Arabs, who considered him too close to Iran. After more than 65 of his relatives were killed during Saddam's time, Hakim fled to Iran in the early 1980s. In 2007, he was diagnosed at a Texas cancer center, but chose treatment in Tehran instead. With such a turbulent family history, he died in bed, surrounded by supporters, family, and friends. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Baghdad.
Election officials in Afghanistan say incumbent President Hamid Karzai continues to lead in presidential voting returns. Afghanistan held its presidential election a week ago, and Karzai and one of his main challengers have until today been neck and neck. The Afghan Election Commission reports now Karzai has nearly 45% of the vote. His nearest challenger has about 35%. However, only about 17% of the vote has been counted. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down a point. It's currently at 9,537. This is NPR. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Danny has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. The storm is more than 400 miles east of the Bahamas, but heading northwest. It could strike part of the eastern United States by this weekend. Danny's top sustained winds are about 45 miles per hour. The storm could turn into a hurricane in a few days. Southwest Airlines has acknowledged it grounded more than 40 aircraft over the weekend. This came after the Federal Aviation Administration raised concerns about a repaired part of the aircraft. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The case involves a Southwest maintenance contractor subcontracting out repair work to a vendor that was not approved by the FAA to machine the part. The hinge in question diverts hot exhaust away from the wings when the flaps are extended. The fact that the subcontractor machined the part when not authorized automatically makes these parts questionable to the FAA. This latest flap comes after FAA whistleblowers accused the agency and Southwest last year of having too cozy a relationship. It was discovered that nearly 60,000 Southwest flights had been made on planes that had not been adequately checked for cracks. The 40-plus 737s with the questionable hinges will continue to fly for the next 10 days while the FAA investigates and decides what to do. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
South Carolina's lieutenant governor is the latest state official to call on South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford to quit. Sanford has insisted he plans to complete the rest of his term in office despite questions regarding an extramarital affair and his use of state travel privileges. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.